You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we just heard the king of Kwaito, Arthur Mafokate, just recorded under the name Arthur, and one of his big hits, Haibo, from 2002. And DJ Greybeard, you'll be interested in this. Arthur's first hit, 1995, was a song called Vuvuzela.
Oh, is that the horn thing?
Yeah, that's the thing that everybody blows now at every soccer game.
You sound like a bunch of bees in the stadium.
And it all started with the South African fans, right?
Yeah, the World Cup in South Africa, yeah.
Yeah, right. And yeah, now it's everywhere.
It was fun but obnoxious.
Do the kickers have people with the vuvuzelas?
We're drum happy in in Section O. But yeah. I think a couple of people brought one, but it didn't last very long.
And then before that, we heard from Penny Penny and Shaka Bundu from 1994. So Penny Penny is from Songa, which is the northernmost province in South Africa. And a lot of people from Songa, it's also sometimes called Shengan, end up in Johannesburg. And he was working in Johannesburg at a recording studio as the janitor. That was his job. And he talked his way into some studio time at 3 a.m. And he cut Shaka Bundu. And it sold over 400,000 copies.
Didn't somebody like Chris Christopherson start off as like a...
Yes, I just read that in his obituaries. That's right.
Yeah.
That is so cool. And this guy became a superstar in South Africa. He went into politics. He was the ANC representative from his district in, I guess, in Sanga. And still active in both music and politics. Penny Penny and Shaka Bundu. That's just a classic song. And that was reissued, and this is how I heard it, on one of those great records from the Awesome Tapes from Africa label, which is one of my favorite record labels.
I wonder if he had any idea he'd ever be a worldwide star.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. Anyway, it's WRIR's 2024 Fall Fun Drive, as you might have heard, but you might not have, because you might just be tuning in now, and you're just finding all of this stuff out. And yes, it's that time of the year. 50 weeks out of the year, we don't hassle you at all. And we're on a 20-year-long commercial-free break on this station, but twice a year for 1 week at a time, we come to you and we say, now's the time that you need to show your support for this station and make sure that we've got the funding that we need to make this project happen. This is a very people-funded project. We don't get grants from the government. God knows we don't get that. Rarely do we get grants from private foundations and things like that. We don't have a bunch of rich people telling us what to do and what not to do. If you've been following the story about what kind of editorials they can run at the Washington Post, because Jeff Bezos is afraid he's not going to have as many billion dollars as he could otherwise. I mean, we don't have that problem. We can get on here and we can say whatever we like, except for those dirty words. But aside from that the FCC prohibits. But aside from that, we're free to express ourselves, and we're free to let it's not about us personally. It's about people in our community who are voiceless. Most of us are voiceless. Most of us are talked at and talked to all the time. And that's certainly how media in America works. And we try to reverse that. We try to turn the tables here at WRIR. We make this podium where I'm standing available to anybody in the community who wants to volunteer and wants to participate. And we help you, and we show you how to do it, and we require you to do things that are of value to the community, not waste people's time. But aside from that, you're on your own, and you get to do it your way. And nobody else allows that to happen.
I was just going to say that if you listen to the news programming during the week, you'll hear many of the folks who run the programs invite local folks or community folks to come in and tell us about what's going on in the community.
Yeah, and so that's what this project is really about. It's really about flipping the script on the way that media works. And this is what community radio does, and I think that this station is really a hallmark of that. And if it's something that you think is important to have in your community, that people in your community should have access to that as listeners, as participants, now's the time to donate to make it happen. Any amount will help us. We're not particular about that. We do have these premiums, which are cool, and we'd love to give them to you. We'd love to give you this T-shirt that has the Floutest of Fate on it. I love this new T-shirt designed by Eric Jones.
Does it glow in the dark?
I don't. It looks like it should.
Let's try it out.
Yeah, I don't really know. It doesn't say that on the script, though, so okay. I'm guessing it doesn't.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful T-shirt. That's available for a $65 one-time donation or $11 as a monthly contribution. And but the premiums is just like that's just like another thing for us to talk about. It's really about the programming, about the project, and about how the whole community needs to make this happen. And that, if you're listening to us, that includes you. WRIR.org to make that donation. Remember, you will get your donation matched by me if you donate now. We've got a couple $100 of match left in here. I'm matching the first $500 that gets donated on Global Agogo today.
Oh, I just wanted to say the T-shirt was designed by Eric Jones. We'd like to thank him for that.
Yeah, really nice T-shirt design. I love this. All right. Get back to the music?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mentioned earlier this fellow named Chico Twala, Cello Twala, that was is a given name. He was in the band Harari with Omala Kahole, as I mentioned, and also Umoja. And I'm going to play for you now his first solo single. He went on to become very popular on his own from 1986. And this one is like so super appropriate for the fun drive. Chico, his song is called I Need Some Money, right here on Global Agogo. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. And it's WRIR's Fall 2024 Fund Drive, so it's especially a good time to donate to your community radio station. You can do that right now at WRIR.org and click on the Donate button. As people have been doing here all day, we thank them for their support. We've raised, we've gone over the $27,000 mark, so that's a highlight right there, yeah. Thank you to all the folks who've donated, and I'd like to thank you in person, too, but you're going to have to make that donation to do so. And you can also still get in on my matching donation here. We still have a little bit of room left in the $500 that I've promised to match here on Global Agogo. So your money will be doubled if you donate here in the next 35 minutes here on at Richmond Independent Radio.
All right. One of the things you may or may not know about the station, that women host roughly half of WRIR's programming compared to a quarter average radio airtime nationally. Also, WRIR is the only station in Richmond, as far as we know, that airs any programming by and for LGBTQ plus community, like a historic queer radio program, This Way Out and Out FM. So, like, yeah, a lot of you may listen on the weekend, but you may maybe missing some of our wonderful news programming that goes on during the week. And like I said earlier, a lot of community people are often invited in to tell you what's happening out there in Richmond.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we do on the station that other people don't do. On other radio stations and other media, and that's because we're a community radio station, and we're actually representative of our community, as opposed to people who play the things that they call the hits, which are popular with some people and not so popular with others. We play all the stuff that people who are volunteers are interested in, from in any different way. So a good example is our colleague David Noyes, mm-hmm. who hosts the program Ambiance Congo. We were talking about things that you don't, things you don't hear on the radio. The only program of Congolese music on broadcast radio in the United States is on here on WRIR. It's on Sundays, alternating in the 3 to 5 p.m. time slot with DJ Graybeard's show, The Other Black Music, which will be coming up next today. And it's because of things like that, programs like that, that Richmond is able to support bringing Congolese artists to Richmond, which happened last night. Yeah, that's right. A sold-out show for a Congolese band at a venue in Richmond. And so we're happy to be part of this community here that is getting more interesting all the time. I mean, to me, I've lived here for a pretty long time now, 40-something years, and it's more interesting now than it's ever been. I can't say that it's all because of WRIR. It certainly isn't all because of. But we've got a share in that. We have contributed to that. And if that is of value to you, that is a really good reason to make a donation and keep this station strong. Because 20 years from now, I don't know what it is that's going to be happening that hasn't happened before in Richmond. But if we're here, we're going to be a part of that as well. WRIR.org. The time is now to make that donation. And hey, take some of my money, not for yourself, but for the station as well. I'll match some more donations here in the next 35 minutes during my program.
And just remember, too, like other than the program, there are other basic things that go on here, like any of the business. We've got bills to pay. So there's just utility bills, upkeep, upgrading equipment, replacing things, from paperclip up to these fancy, what are those things? Whatever these things are over the turntable that I'm too old to know how to use.
They're called CDJs.
I need to learn how to use them.
You do, and actually, and so do I, and we're going to have a class here for DJs pretty soon after the fun drive about this. You take like a thumb drive. And you plug it in.
Okay.
And so you can do all of the DJ things without a computer.
See, back in my day, we just had a parrot, and we teach it a song and stick it on your shoulder. And if you were rich, you get two parrots. You have one on each shoulder for stereo.
Where did that come from? That was completely out of left field, man.
We didn't have all this fancy stuff here we have now.
That's right. And we also walked uphill to school both ways every day. Right? But so we've got these CDJs. We've had them for about, I don't know, a couple of months now. And so that's pretty cool.
That's actually, that's thanks to you.
And Morgan from the band Loboco, they were in here doing radio with me yesterday on the Cause and Effect program. And Morgan brought all of the music he wanted to play on thumb drive, and he just played it off the CDJs. So that was like super awesome, convenient. Yeah. I didn't actually pick up any pointers while he was doing it, but we were trying to do a show. But yeah, I'm looking forward to using him myself as well. Okay, but that's what you're supporting is all of the infrastructure, all of the costs here. And remember, the cost that you're not supporting here is the labor cost, because we all work for free at WRIR. We're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid a salary here. That sounds like it could be chaos, and maybe it is, but it seems to work. It's worked for 20 years for us, mostly, and we're going to keep doing it that way until it doesn't work. And in fact, it's the other way around. You know, all of us that you hear on the air here, we're all donors, just like we're asking you to be. WRIR.org now is the time. to make that donation. Let's get back to the music, though, for folks. I hope you're enjoying this show. All South African dance music today on Global Agogo. This is just one of these things. It's a guilty pleasure for me. I love this kind of music. I was planning to do an event this fall where I was going to be playing this stuff. That just didn't happen. And so I thought, I'm going to just do it on the show because this is going to be really, really fun. And it is for me. And like I said, hope for you, too. Here's one of my favorite Kwaito songs of all time. And I want to thank my friend Simon Allen, who's a Richmonder, who's got one of the most amazing collections of South African recorded music that there is anywhere. And he turned me on to this track, which I never would have heard otherwise, from 2001, Mandoza and Mdu. And this is called 50-50, right here on Global Agogo.
Let's go 50-50. I'm hitting that 10 independent.
Right there is the music of Zola from South Africa from 2004 and Bambata. That was a big hit. And Zola in 2004 was described as the second biggest brand in the country after Nelson Mandela. He was really popular back then. Before that, we heard from Andy Magaz and Sincona, 2003. And starting off that set, Mendoza and Mdu and 50-50, a set of all Kwaito music from the early 2000s from South Africa. They're on Global Agogo. We're playing all South African dance music today. We've heard Bubblegum and Kwaito and Shengon Disco. And if we have some time, we'll get to Shengon Electro, Gom, Stockholm, if we have time. We'll have to see here. We only have like 14 minutes left here in the program. And we do want to tell you a little bit more about the Fun Drive, which is going along swimmingly here at WRIR, the Fall 2024 Fun Drive. We're looking for your support right now. And, you know, I firmly believe that there's only two kinds of people in the world. There's the people who have trouble finishing things and the people who have trouble starting things. And, you know, so if you're one of those people who has trouble starting things.
Yes.
Yeah. You're one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in that category, too. It's like it's easier if you don't put it off. You know, so just confront it right now. This is something that may be making you feel bad later in the week that you haven't done it yet. So now that you're thinking about it, just do it right now. It takes probably about 2 minutes to do this online at WRIR.org. And then you can check that off the list and you can feel good about yourself. Enjoy the rest of your day and know that you did something good for your community and for your friends. WRIR.org. Keep this great radio station in the pink for another 6 months by making your donation right now.
And we'll be happy with any amount you can afford. I know sometimes it's hard for people to do that, but that red button is there all the time, so you can donate any amount anytime. Just that the Fun Drive gifts start at the $65 level. And I'd like to thank some of our partners like Gallery 5. We're their media sponsor and sister organization. And our DJs are there on the first Fridays and on Jazz Nights, which is the fourth Friday. I'll be doing the fourth Friday in December. So you can always go by and say hi and meet some of the DJs. And we'll be happy to talk to you and tell you why we love doing what we do. And I'd like to thank some of the clubs that give us tickets to give away. I've given quite a few of those away lately to some of the shows that are happening there. So support the local clubs, support your musicians, support WRIR, who supports all of those, and we would appreciate your help with a donation.
And we just had a local musician walk in the door today while we were here and support us, and we really appreciate that. We don't encourage you to come here and do it in person. We'd rather have you do it online. But the support is what I'm talking about. And this is a guy who's a working musician, and, you know, that's a tenuous livelihood at best. And he came by and gave us some cash because he had gotten paid. Yeah, and that's the way that it works.
Reminded me of a joke. You want to see me do something that's really hard to do on a guitar?
Sure.
Make some money.
Yeah. WRIR.org for more quality joke material like that one. I'm here all week. Try the veal. And WRIR.org to make your donation as well, as so many folks have done so far, and so many through the years. You know, I mean, that's a big part of this project. And nowadays, we get almost half of the donations that we receive are these monthly sustaining memberships. And that is so super convenient for you. I mean, you know, you may have too many. You may feel like you have too many of these things on your credit card statement every month. And maybe you do. But this one is like a really important one. $11 a month, that's what you would need to donate to get the T-shirt with the flutist. The flutist of fate on it. And you can go to WRIR.org and look for the photo of the T-shirt so you know what I'm talking about. And so $11 a month, that's like what your streaming service costs, right? You know, if you're on Spotify or you're on Tidal or Apple Music or whatever it is, that's roughly what that is. And then you think about what you get with WRIR, just talking about the music, not the news programming here for a second. You know, I use streaming services too. DJ Greybeard does as well. And I laugh at the things that they suggest for me to listen to because I'm a music snob. I guess that's why I laugh at it. But I rarely find useful suggestions there of things that I haven't already heard about, because algorithms are all driven by what other people are listening to and are liking. And what you want probably is something that you haven't heard. Right. And the best way to find that is a place like WRIR, where you have people like us who are obsessed with finding things that we haven't heard before, and we're bringing them to you. That's what you get from us. It's much more productive for me to listen to this radio station randomly at any particular point in time to hear something that I haven't heard than to have somebody like Spotify or Tidal tell me, suggest things for me. I have software that I'm using on my computer to DJ the radio show, and it also has this AI thing built in, and it suggests tracks that I should play, and that is also comical. You know, so I'm not a believer that technology is going to answer this problem. I think it's going to be answered by humans without the need of very much technology. And if you want to see low technology in action, come to a radio station. This is the most low-tech operation that you can imagine. A lot of gear, but it's all really simple. A lot of this stuff isn't that different than it was 50 years ago. WRIR.org is the place to go to make the donation that says, hey, I want to hear new music. I want to hear things that I haven't heard before. I want to hear things that are selected by people who are passionate enough to do all the research that I honestly don't have time for myself. WRIR.org is that place. And I hope that you will make your donation right now or very soon. And thank you for your support.
Appreciate it.
All right, this is my last break for today's show. So I want to say thank you for tuning into this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm going to be off next week, so I'm not going to be here. Inga is going to be filling in for me. That's going to be a great show, so make sure you tune in for that. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the Other Black Music. We've got a little bit more of South African dance music for you to finish the show out with. This next track is going to be from Professor Rhythm, and this is called Leave Me Alone. And I also just want to leave you with this reminder. The future is unwritten. And the future of WRIR is definitely unwritten if we don't have your support during this fund drive. WRIR.org is the place to go to make that donation, and we thank you.
city. I like the way it don't know me.
The second Friday Nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
Yo, okay.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tonight, meet the twisted genius of Edgar Allan Poe. Experience a terrifying tale of druid witchcraft and the scream that kills.
Cry of the Banshee.
American International presents new heights in horror never before filmed. Vincent Price stars in this new adventure in terror and torture. Don't miss Cry of the Banshee. You'll learn to fear it. Rated GP.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the time war, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling.
Let's do the time war again. Let's do the time war again.
It's just a jump to the left.